shine, little Rover. Glimmer, glimmer, lead us less to far.
Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. This is the Gardening Show on KVNF. I am your host, Jill, and we've got, of course, Lance and Lulu in the house. Good evening, worms.
Good evening. How are you?
Hi,
good.
Jill.
And special worm Allie in the control room. Oh. Yeah. Waiting for your call.
Yeah.
Worming it up.
Worming it up. I get it.
Yeah. And it is a call-in show. We love hearing from everybody out there. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. We were talking last week about what has worked for everybody out there. And Lulu, you have a fabulous thing that's worked in your garden this week.
Yep. These are some grapes that appeared on the fence line on the Rio Grande side of the house once we started watering. That there was no sign of them anywhere, really.
Oh, really?
When we bought the house, yeah, 13 years ago. And now they're so prolific. They go 30 feet up into the trees. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
And this is a popular old variety around here. I mean, I've seen these around a lot, and I know that this must have been a real common grape back in the day.
You know, what'd be fun is that you could actually grow those seeds out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Willie, I'm so sorry. Willie was going to call and ask about can I plant the seeds?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
And the answer is yes.
Awesome.
So there you go.
All right, that's another new thing to try.
It'd just be interesting to see what comes out of it.
Right, especially considering that this plant kind of came out of nowhere once water was applied when you moved in.
Yeah, there were, once the new vines started to emerge, I could see where the old, you know, super gnarly, but I mean, it was just like a little lump down on the on the ground.
Right, a little stumpy.
Yeah, this little stumpy had no chance kind of thing, you know? And then, voila, here we are. So I know this is a real prolific grape around.
Yeah, I've
town.
Seen it, it's in the old house yards.
It's in old house yards, and it's in some of the alleys. Mm-hmm. It's all around town. So it's one of those varieties that came in probably, who knows? You know, there's always these gardening trends.
Yeah.
You know,
right. Certain plants, everybody's planting.
Yeah,
certain
everybody
plants
does
or veggies or
certain plants or certain mm-hmm. veggies, and these are definitely not as old as the Concord that's in the yard.
Oh wow!
Definitely not.
And how old do you think your Concord is?
Well, the house was built in 1903,
uh-huh.
and that grapevine is probably right there.
Yeah. I think so.
Because it's huge. The vines at the bottom are this big around.
Like 3 inch, three.
The trunks.
Right.
The trunks, The trunks of the vines, you know, are huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're this big around. So here, I'll hold it up to the microphone so everybody can see.
It looks like about a 3 or 4 inch diameter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bigger than a beer can.
Right.
Know.
Bicky's big mouth.
Right. Oh, large size, maybe the... big bottle of soda.
There you go.
That big around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Wow, that's an old grapevine stuff.
Yeah, it's been there forever. And that thing this year, I don't know how I'm going to do it. There's thousands.
Well, we can take care of this giant basket that you bought in. No problem.
Yeah, well, my grapes did really good this year. And yesterday, I had to harvest them because I had to.
Aww.
Yes, the birds, the wasps, even with the netting, nothing stops the wasps, and the birds, they'll always find some way in. But I picked 3 vines and got 100 pounds.
Whoa, my grapes. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
100
wow.
pounds of grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty prolific. That's a good harvest.
The Candace. It's a seedless. And most of those will go for raisins.
So you're going to dry them up for raisins.
Yeah.
Do you have like... did you make some screens for them and everything, or are you just going to put them in the oven? Or
actually, I found if you're willing to take the time, I just put them on flats. Shall we say I have these? They're plastic flats that
like you get in the nursery.
Yeah, but
flowers.
These are big and square.
Oh,
these These are different. These are from Southern California.
Oh.
From the landscape trade out there. Mm-hmm. And I actually just lay them
you
in there.
You stole them.
Well, okay, my friend stole them.
Oh, I see.
No, but anyways.
Gently borrowed some used stuff.
And,
right, I get it.
You leave them on the stem, and they will dry with no heat, no fan, no nothing. But it's going to take a month and a half.
Sure.
Yeah, it takes forever. And that was the thing when I used to do that was the thing that was a pain in the neck was trying to keep the fruit flies off them, the fungus gnats.
Yeah, I don't have that much problem. And they're in my spare bedroom. They're not out by the kitchen where I'm doing all that food
all
prep.
The other stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and I'll just let them sit there. And I still have a gallon and a half or more of raisins from last year.
Yeah.
So I don't need them now.
Wow.
So you just let them sit in the bunch?
Yeah, right on the bunch. And once they dry down, eventually I will take them off the stems.
Yeah, kind of spread them out a little bit and make sure they're really dry. Because you don't want them to mold, right?
No.
Or anything.
And then... once they're dried out, I actually roll them through my hands, and it gets the stems off.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's how I get the stems off at the end.
You know, I think Lance's garden must be absolutely amazing, but I think this drying process that he has and how he's organized for that is quite the operation.
Right? It really is. I mean, it always blows me away. Okay, so I did currants, right? I harvested my currants, and I have finally figured it out, right? That you have to wait until half the currants on the bushes are going to raisins, and then you pick them.
Pick them.
Because they are so sweet. The flavor is so amazing. Mm. But when you go to make jam, there's not enough juice, so you got to put a little extra water in. And
okay.
Oh, interesting. But you get the sweetness.
Oh, but you get it, yeah.
Yeah, my currants did well. And, you know, I have an old yard like you, and there were a lot of plants that are out there right now that I have not seen
right,
in previous years.
You had no idea they were there.
Yeah,
well,
choke cherries.
Choke cherries.
Choke cherries.
You have choke cherries?
I have choke cherries,
oh,
everybody.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't tell the bears.
They'll find them.
Or the birds.
Or the birds got mine. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Oh, you have choke cherries up there?
I have a hedge grove around my entire garden.
Oh, wow.
And choke cherries is one of the main plants.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good way to
go.
Yeah. And, well, the currants, you probably have the same kind of currant that I have. And that's another one of those early species that people just brought with them
right.
from wherever. I mean, they were also trends, but they were also staples that people planted in their yards.
Right.
And the currants we're talking about is a black currant, and it has a really long blossom.
That yellow blossom?
Yeah, yellow blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And so fragrant. So it's not the same as if you buy... If you buy
the red
commercial,
currant. Yeah.
The
right.
commercial black currants.
Right. A lot different.
Yeah, it's a lot different. So... I think those pioneer plants that came with people mm-hmm. are so fascinating.
Yeah,
I do too. I like that, calling them pioneer plants, thinking of it that way.
Yeah, well, they mm-hmm. kind of are. You know, they came when people settled, and
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you'll see this amazing patch of irises or poppies
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
lovage is another one. It just out in the middle of nowhere. The house is long gone,
right.
but the plants are still there.
Those
right.
plants are still there.
Yeah.
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 How about a giant magnolia tree down there on Peony Lane? Magnolia tree right here in
Peony.
You
know what? I remember. I know
oh my
that
gosh.
And I forgot.
It
I got to go
so,
look at it.
It's spectacular
well, it's
and
not
just old.
Now, but
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, we'll have to head out there
uh-huh.
in the spring.
Well, there's a variety of magnolia that can grow here, so you
yeah.
know, and obviously that's a testament to it. And there you go again. That's another, you know, it's been there for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Right.
The 80, 70.
Yeah.
You know, it's been there
for sure.
A long
it's going to stay there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. Last week we were talking about bugs on the mint. And thank you, Lance, who brought in some more mint for the mojito recipe of the week. So mint did well.
Yeah.
Mint did well. And Lulu, you little
I found it.
Bug professor, you.
Yep. And I got this looking up bugs things down. I had all my books, you know, and everything. I was on it. They're soldier bugs.
Soldier bugs.
Soldier beetles. Soldier beetles. Didn't I say soldier beetles?
Yeah, soldier beetles.
And then,
yeah.
And then there's also a soldier bug.
Oh, okay.
Or another kind of soldier insect that gives you a really nasty bite.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
So
they
these
look
ones...
like a giant leafhopper almost, sort of. The soldier bug.
Yeah, I know that I've seen it.
Yeah,
but
maybe we can look it up while you guys are talking. I'll look it up on my book. But what we found was a soldier beetle. That was what was on the mint.
And not really destructive to the mint.
No, not
just
so much.
Just having a good time.
Yeah. Just like the ones in the jar. I'm telling you, right? Like you're flipping through the internet, you know, and it comes up on your screen. Here's this big picture. You're going like, oh. Yep, that's them. Right down to the details. That's them. And you could tell that they were on a rabbit bush.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I mentioned it looked like what was on rabbit bush in the fall.
Yep. And so that sealed the deal for me. Mm-hmm. I was like, yep, there they are.
All right, Linda B., you've got soldier beetles out there. Be careful.
Yep.
They're multiplying as we speak.
They are on it, man. They are determined. They're going to take over the world.
Yep.
But not particularly destructive.
Okay.
So.
That's all right. Well, let them.
Food.
Yeah. And watering. Oh, nice little storm right now.
Yeah.
This made everything
off.
A little soggy again. Yeah, finishing things off.
I'm not going to water. Well, it was going to be my last watering of tomatoes, squash, and pintos, and I think that did it.
Yeah, I did.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to water the cucumbers or those melons anymore, either.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the little baby melons.
Yeah, but the carrots and
oh,
fall
God's
greens
own melon. What's that melon called again?
Eden's Gem.
Oh God!
Right.
How many times do I have to write it down before I remember?
But anyway, the carrots and cabbage and all for the fall crop, I'll still be watering those things.
How often do you water those? Like once a week or?
During the season, it turns out to be twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm home, I'm watering.
Yeah, that's how it is for me, too. When it's really hot, like right now, you don't have to worry. I mean, it doesn't even get hot until noon.
Right.
You
right.
know?
It's
and
so
then the,
mild
it's,
right now.
Yeah, right.
So the last weekend, it had rained prior to that, and then it got hot and dry. And
right.
I actually got a little behind.
Right.
Just because when it rains like that, it gets everything. And then
you
can water certain things, but what about those other things that are... I
what
just
about the stuff that's
kilter.
Under the trees, you know? I mean, you have to remember that, too, that...
You sure do.
You know, all that rain this afternoon, the benches under the trees were dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that means all that vegetation under there is pretty dry as well. We got 6/10.
Wow.
In the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, some good rain coming down.
It didn't really rain at my house till this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was all soggy out there. Naturally, I had the hoses on yesterday, so, you know, it's a given.
Yeah.
Right, what are you going to do?
What you going to do? Yep, and everybody's harvesting something out there. So what are you harvesting right now besides things like grapes and melons and...
Raspberries.
Still on the raspberries.
Raspberries will go till frost. Yes. And, of course, carrots. The onions are done. Lettuce, spinach... Peas, both snap peas and snow peas. The beets aren't ready, but daikon radish is another one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't started digging the potatoes, but I will. I'm just letting them sit in. I don't have a place.
Lots of stuff still.
Yeah, I don't have a cold storage for them, so I just leave them in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watered them for well over a month.
Do you leave them in the ground all winter?
No.
Oh.
Not potatoes.
No.
If you could keep them.
Yeah, if you can mulch them.
Mulch them, but
the
trick
mass,
is you don't want to have it too moist.
Yeah.
Because then they rot.
They rot, mm-hmm. Yeah
so they're tricky, aren't they?
Yeah. So, no, I'll dig them.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just so tricky. Some stuff is just so tricky.
Mm-hmm. It is tricky. Like these tricky tomatoes.
Okay.
I thought it was like a green pepper or something like that.
Right. But honest to God, like what? What so
it looks like a maraca.
No, that's not what it looks like. We can't tell you what it looks like. But it does. And it's hysterical. So I have these San Marzano tomatoes, right? And four little bushes of them. Three of the bushes are totally normal. And then there's this one, and they're not even ripening yet. They're really green, and they are a terribly odd shape.
They're that paired shape. We had a caller a few weeks ago that had that thing going on.
Didn't somebody else?
Yes.
Somebody was saying, somebody called us and said either their round tomatoes were pear or their...
Yeah, it was the round tomatoes, and they were pear-shaped.
Right.
That's what he got.
And yours did not come out of it. We thought maybe his would shape up or ship out. But
And so these are supposed to be pear-shaped, but they're not, clearly.
Clearly.
They're not. And they're not turning red yet at all. No, they're all like that.
Have you broke into one of those? And
No, should we do it right? Yeah, I got my knife in my pocket.
Get
okay,
your
here we
Girl
go.
Scout knife out right
we're
here.
We're going in.
Right. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
No, you know.
Have knife will travel. Oh, I love a woman that knows how to use a knife like that right out of her pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you are still cleaning things for seed.
Oh, that will continue on.
Right.
But the onions have been threshed. The lettuce has been threshed. The beet seeds have been harvested. That was quite the chore. So, you know, the green tomato, there's no seeds up top.
What does that tell you?
Well, it's not enough pollination.
Oh.
And that's where you get the odd shape.
Yes, but how can there be three that are perfect? Oh, well, this is just like the beans. This
you
is another one of those mysteries.
Yeah,
there's three plants. I mean, there's four plants. Three of them are perfect. This is in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It's not on the ends.
Right.
And Lance is going, nope, it didn't get evenly pollinated. Well.
Are they all like this?
On the plant?
That one plant?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Every single one of them. This is like the great bean mystery, you know? How can you have two rows of beans? They're each the same kind of bean. They're right next to each other. One is 1.5 times as big as the other.
How does that happen?
I don't know. I just harvested them all today.
Yeah.
Oh, you harvested your beans today?
Yeah, I got them all out.
Nice.
That's it. You're done. Out of there. Give me some room to walk around.
Right.
Yeah, really. It feels good.
It does. It does. I love the part where you're starting to clean up and tidy everything up and get rid
of
it.
Turn soil.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. Only we won't be turning anything now because it's wet.
All right. It's soggy. And so, what is going on for fall cleanup? What are you turning soil in? The beds that you've harvested, or what?
I cut down that fall pea cover crop, and I'm hand turning that in.
Oh.
It got to about 18 inches tall. And I'm hand turning that in. And then when I'm done with that section, then I'll cut some more down in another bed. And I'll hand turn that and let it sit all winter. And then there's a whole nother bed that I'll mow that down in.
Uh-huh. Turn that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just going in the
rotation.
Anything
that gets pulled out now will get the edges of something will get taken care of. And I'm also... I mentioned this last week, prepping the garlic beds.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
See,
you better get
thing.
On that, Lulu.
That's where we're always a little behind, you know.
Yeah.
My son and I were talking about that today, where I had my garlic last year. The bindweed problem is out of control.
Uh-huh.
That one patch is just out of control. But we've got weed barrier on it now, which really the bindweed don't care. It's like honey.
Yeah,
they'll find one way to get
one tiny crack and just wiggle their way in.
It's like the honey badger. Bindweed don't care. It's coming. It's coming out. You know, so we had all of the onions and the garlic in one spot, and then there's three more spots that size. So we're going to pull the black plastic back on two of the spots and make black plastic on the, or not plastic, but, you know, weed barrier on the sides, and then till up in the middle and just deal with the bindweed. And then in the meantime, next spring, we could pull the black plastic weed barrier, mulch it
right
huge.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we can put like a little bit of electric fence around and run the chickens in there and let the chickens do some work.
Yeah.
There or you make go. A chicken tractor and pull a chicken tractor through there.
Ooh, yeah. There you
and
go.
And just let them do it and uh-huh. you know, try that. And which is basically what you do too in your garden. Mm-hmm. You just go from bed to bed.
Yep.
And you're always switching and rotating.
Moving
and
things around. There's only four beds that actually are beds every year. Because that's just the way everything else gets. Where all the row stuff is right now
mm-hmm.
and all the bed stuff, mm-hmm. switches.
Right.
I'll switch the whole thing. I even take the beds apart.
Oh, wow.
Where right. the pathways are, I actually turn that soil first and then throw the dirt from the beds back into the pathway.
Oh, wow. Yeah that's so it's really level. Rotating it.
Yeah, I actually move the whole thing.
What is it that stays the same? What are the four beds?
They're just in the middle of grass, surrounded by grass.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah. And actually two of those are going to be garlic. Actually, maybe three of them are going to be garlic. And one is always a seed crop bed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and moving things around. And one's going to have peas and early spinach. All right.
So. Yeah, I already figured that one out. Mm-hmm. And see, spring planning is already in full swing.
Oh, my
swing.
God. It is. Spring planning is in full swing.
It
absolutely.
Is.
Well, when you're working in the garden, these ideas.
They come up, uh-huh.
yeah.
you know?
You do, I'm not trying to make a plan. It's not. Everything's subject to change.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's there.
Right.
It's a pretend plan. Yeah.
Right. You just see it out there. And
maybe not.
Next year, this would go good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then all these new seeds and things that I have.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there it is. So you can start a grapevine from a seed.
From a seed.
I like yeah. that.
I think that's a fabulous idea, especially with these.
Is that a shade plant, semi-shade?
Grapes?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No. Most sun you can get.
Yeah. The more mm-hmm. the better. But she's
this
got
one.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. have an established yard and you have these big old trees. And
yep. And these are in the shade.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just, it's there.
Right.
It grew up.
Right.
It has a root system that's,
right.
You
right.
could not plant a grapevine in that situation now.
Now. No.
Right.
But
no.
since
exactly.
it's already there.
Since
it's
they're
this
there.
Ancient thing.
They're mm-hmm. happening. Yeah. yeah they're
when
all
I planted
happening.
My, these two rows of grapevines, and then in between them, I gave them plenty of space. I planted two mulberry trees that were 6 inches tall.
Oh,
well, those mulberry trees are
30 feet tall now.
Well, they're 12-inch diameters. And yeah, they're 30 feet.
Yeah.
And so the south side, those grapevines on the south side, they do okay. The ones on the north side.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know, they just.
No. And that's the thing, too. It's really difficult in town, I think, because the town is such a rigid grid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's north, south, east,
right.
west, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your sun and shade areas in your mm-hmm. yard are affected by your neighbor's trees.
Totally,
your,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The trees across the street, the trees behind you, the trees in front of you.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
I was down in Grand Junction visiting a friend, and I went out in her garden. And this is the woman that wrote the article. And
the seed
Sharon
saving?
Sol- mm-hmm. Sharon Sullivan. And she goes, we can never get anything to grow in this bed. It's on the south side of the garden, but it's next to the alley. And I looked up at that elm tree and the property across the alley says, there's your problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. Big old tree.
Big
yeah.
old tree.
Off there,
yeah.
throwing shade. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my gardens are irregular shaped, but I switch all the gardens around every year, except the herb garden
uh-huh.
where the perennial
yeah.
herbs are.
Yeah.
Now those just hang out, you
right.
know. They're not going to do anything. But what goes in the herb garden with the perennial herbs can change all the time.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I put the squash in there. Sometimes not the pumpkins and that kind of thing. But
summer
you know,
squash.
Yeah, summer squash, or a bush variety of acorn squash, or
mm-hmm.
something like
mm-hmm.
that. But they all switch around, and it's just amazing to me how much the shade and the trees affect things from
right.
year to year.
Right. I've been really observing that in my yard this year. Uh-huh. In relation to spring planting is where that sun still is and how it changed, you know,
right.
throughout the summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought our house, there was nothing there. I mean, there were a few trees. The big old apple tree, Big Mama was there, Little Mama was there. There were trees that were like growing sideways that had come up from seeds. There was a huge poplar I swear to God, there was this one spruce tree that was like, what's it when it's, that's a 45 degree, that's a 90 degree angle. So it was 40, at a 45 degree angle. I mean, it was, you know, it was crazy. And there were Chinese elms everywhere,
oh,
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's changed so much.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, it's just amazing. I love that.
Hey, Lance, we've only got a minute, and you are giving a talk this Saturday about garden stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you going to be?
People at the LDS Church in Cedar Ridge called me up and asked if I'd give a talk. They're doing a seminars on preparedness, whatever that may mean, preparing, you know, just having food and stuff. And I'm going to be doing a talk on gardening and sustainability type stuff. I think it'll probably go more towards seed saving and grain and, you know, that kind of stuff that most people don't do. And stuff. And anyways, the whole seminar is 3 to 7, and I'll be giving talks at 3 and 4.
Okay. Out there in Cedar Ridge.
3 and 4 in Cedar Ridge.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Great. And next week we're going to have a special guest in. It is Jerlo from Earth Friendly.
Oh, cool.
Farm Organics out there. And he'll be joining us, and that'll be a good discussion.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah. All right, worms. Happy gardening. Stay dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take care.
See you next
night,
week.
Everybody.
Up next
Bye.
Is Leah with One Woman's Perspective.
Which you can make more slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.